critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Let's start off today's episode with a quick review of something we covered earlier this season, the thought-terminating cliche. Okay, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what a thought-terminating cliche is? So a thought-terminating cliche is a word or a phrase designed to end a conversation or to stop you from thinking further about a particular topic. And I promise, you have heard these before, and you've probably even used some thought-terminating cliches yourself. So the question to ask yourself when someone uses a thought-terminating cliche is this: did they just use that phrase to avoid the actual argument? All right, if you want to review or hear more about the thought-terminating cliche, go back and check out episode 166. I want to say a quick thank you to one of this show's sponsors, CTC Math. If you are looking for an online math program that works for all the different levels your kids may be on, and you need something that does the grading and the tracking for you, you need to check out CTC Math. Mary, a mom of four, shares this: CTC Math gave my kids an I can do it attitude in less than 3 days. The lessons are short, clear, and satisfying. Do you want to see a change in your child's math attitude? If so, visit ctcmath.com and start a free trial. All the links are in the show notes. If you would like to homeschool your child, but you're worried that you're going to have to do it alone, well, you don't have to. Join the thousands of families worldwide who have chosen to homeschool with this show's sponsor, Classical Conversations, the homeschooling program known for connecting lives through learning. As well as providing a proven curriculum rooted in the classical model and a Christian worldview, Classical Conversations will connect you to a community of homeschool families near you who are all walking the same path together. You can learn more when you fill out the form at classicalconversations.com/filter it. Okay, let's dive into today's topic, the proof surrogate fallacy. Now, it might be helpful first to define the word surrogate. Surrogate simply means a substitute. So the proof surrogate fallacy happens when someone makes a statement or a claim where it sounds like there's proof for whatever they're saying, but they never actually give any proof. They are substituting their claim for actual proof. And another name for this fallacy is the truth surrogate. You may hear it sometimes referred to as truth surrogate. So here's a simple example of what this sounds like. Landon is trying to convince his mom to let him play more video games. He says, "Mom, the latest studies show that playing video games for 8 hours a day helps increase hand-eye coordination. See, it's helping my coordination." Okay, you see how he said the latest studies show? But does he actually have any studies that indeed show that playing video games for 8 hours a day helps increase hand-eye coordination? Probably not. He was just making up a claim that sounded official without actually having anything to back it up. Now, what if Landon had actually read 3 real studies that showed such an outcome that he could send to his mom, and he could send links to his mom to all those studies? Would he still be committing a proof surrogate? No, because he actually has real evidence to back up his claim. And that's what's tricky about proof surrogates, is you don't actually know whether someone can back up the claim they're making, and they're betting on the chance that you won't ask for the proof. So here are some other phrases that might indicate that someone is using a proof surrogate. Things like "studies show" or "experts believe," "it's obvious that," "without question," "clearly," "we all know," "there's evidence that," and "according to an insider." You see how those all make it seem like there's actually really something that they're referencing, or some inside information or a study, but do they actually give the study? And the problem behind the thinking with a proof surrogate is that it sounds official, and people tend to believe it without demanding to see the actual proof. It's an attempt to lower resistance to whatever idea or claim the person is making. And the thing is, it works. Most people will not take the time or the effort to demand to see the actual evidence behind the claim. An area we often see this fallacy is when it comes to advertisements. When marketing a product or a service, companies will often say something like, "Experts agree we should be eating 20 Twinkies a day," or "Leading climatologists say chewing gum is ruining the environment." And yeah, I made those up, right? But you get the gist. You've heard them too. So pay attention to radio and TV ads and see if you can pick up on the proof surrogate fallacy. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing a proof surrogate fallacy is this: can you back up that claim with actual proof? Yeah, it's pretty simple, right? Can you back up that claim with actual proof? Okay, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question: is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filterthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at @filterthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.